Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Chuck Landington, and this is an all-new Metal Injection livecast. But first, I'd like to say how unfair it is that just because I was a responsible adult and used a condom when I made love to Arnold, I get no publicity. It just goes to show, kids, never use a condom, ever. Here's the show.
Hello, everybody! How's everyone doing? Welcome to another all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Rob here, along with all of my co-hosts this week. We have 3D.
Welcome back.
Why did you just turn the music off like that?
I faded it.
It sounded like a very abrupt fade.
It was a fast fade.
You just stopped it.
I faded the volume.
Why did you draw attention to it, Noah? This is like a very amateur production move. This is 2 weeks in a row, Noah. I'm taking notes.
Oh, are you keeping tabs on
I'm keeping tabs.
This is one of those things
okay.
We're not allowed to talk about on air.
Well, I'm going to talk about it. It's my responsibility to fade down
like
and stop doing it.
Like any time Metal Injection loads slowly or anything, or there's some technical problems, we're not allowed to talk about that on air.
I love slow loads.
That's what she said.
I have that on VHS.
So we have a great show today.
Slow loads.
Get it?
I get it.
Fading.
So, please. Oh, that's a way better fade. Wait, no, are you helping him? That's not fair.
Darren fades right, so.
Hey-o.
But he can't turn left.
So later on the show, we're going to have MMA fighter Josh Barnett calling in, and he's going to be calling in to talk about his benefit show in L.A.
Is it Barnett or Barnett?
Barnett.
Barnett?
Barnett.
I'm going to keep saying Barnett.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, beat me up?
Like Barnett.
Yes.
Barnett. 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 Yeah, so he's going to be calling in later in the show. And at the top of the show, Chuck Blandington, of course, made reference to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who we heard has a new kid.
Well, the kid's not new. He's new to us.
Yeah,
we haven't seen him, so he's new to us.
All of Schwarzenegger's kids are new to me because I wasn't really keeping tabs.
Yeah, so apparently Arnold likes to get around, and it doesn't matter how gross the woman is.
Yep.
Well, I hadn't seen what she looked like, and Sid just showed me a picture, and she looks like a truck hitter.
Brutal.
Face.
Well, he likes to get around, but he doesn't leave the house to get around.
She looks like a 50-year-old housekeeper in a hotel or something, right?
Well, that's basically
exactly
what she was. Yeah.
Is that really
exactly
true? I
don't
even know the details. But.
She was a...
She looks like head
Here's
of house.
Here's an older photo.
Oh, it's just her with like a gigantic poofed out hair. Still looking
still
gross.
Disgusting. 15 years ago. Still
yeah, but not
gross.
As bad as now.
But
know?
No,
not
still gross.
Like when
At
was...
least now she has the excuse of old age.
That just goes to show you how like in need of sex he was.
Yeah.
Well, it could be just he saw her every day and he saw the opportunity and just grabbed it.
Yeah, I was in the hotel and she was... She
no,
was
no,
there.
She worked at his house for a decade.
She
was a housekeeper.
Yeah, in my house, but also in the hotel. She used to follow me.
Maybe she was his foot pussy.
True.
I bet he put a collar on her.
He
made
put a collar on
naked.
Her. She was my foot pussy.
I'm sure he had foot pussies all over the world, in every region.
She came in to change my towels, and it was like love at first sight. Amazing. I look deep into her eyes. You just change my towels. I left them in the bathroom. When you come out, I'm going to make hot Austrian love to you. Yow!
Was that the sound of like Arnold coming? Like what it was?
Yow! Yow! See you at the party, Richter.
I read today that that she gave birth to her kid like 7 days or something after Maria Shriver gave birth to like his legitimate son.
But why is her husband listed on the? I saw it was listed on the birth certificate.
I probably just to cover it up.
Yes.
But also they got divorced.
That cost me a lot of money.
They got divorced like a month after she had that kid.
Oh,
so clearly she told him like it's not your kid.
But the fact that they kept quiet the entire gubernatorial.
Well,
term?
I'm sure they were well paid off.
Think about it from the husband's point of view, though. Like, he clearly was not doing great. He married an ugly, ugly broad. He probably was like, all right, you know, I'm some loser. I got an ugly loser wife. And then all of a sudden, your wife leaves you for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, does that, like, retroactively boost your confidence
jackpot.
So much?
He just
hit
the
life
jackpot.
Me and Arnold Schwarzenegger are fighting over a chick.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Now, does he get any of that money, though? Or
what?
The extra?
I'm sure.
He should.
I think it should make us all feel better that we've all fucked chicks hotter than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it? I would take it the other way. Like, her husband would be like, how the hell am I supposed to compare to the fucking Terminator now? I'm out of here. You know?
Well, but I also think that, like, he put in the time, you know? He did time with her. And then Arnold just fucks her like one time and she gets all this dough. He should get a piece
of it. I'm sure he did. I'm sure she paid him.
He
sure
went off
so.
And begged Rue McClanahan.
Has he been fucking her throughout the 10 years?
I don't.
Is it like an ongoing thing?
I hope not.
I think she pulled the goalie for this specific reason.
Smart move.
Also, yeah, Arnold does not wear protection. What's that about?
I mean, hey, it feels
Who
better.
Does, really?
Yeah, right.
Come on.
But when you're married and like a public figure,
he can afford it. Look, he kept the secret for 10 years. He got elected governor.
I guess so.
What does it matter now?
They don't make condoms in my size. Yes.
But more importantly, what does this mean for the Governator animated series that's about to come out?
It's still happening.
Is there
one? It's still happening. Yeah.
Is that an actual thing?
Him and Stan Lee got together and made a superhero named the Governator.
Where is this going to be on?
Probably like CW for 3 episodes.
So is he involved
CW
in this?
Still? Yeah, he's going to be the voice.
So if he's involved in it, I feel like there's much less chance of it being in any way funny, like mocking himself.
Oh yeah.
Well, why? He has a total sense of humor about himself.
Well, no, yeah, the whole thing is supposed to be like tongue in cheek.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not going to bring up this controversy.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's one perfect example.
Yeah, but I think it'll
it'll still be funny.
Like, yeah, he'll still make fun of his like catchphrases and stuff.
But they did say they axed any, because there was going to be like a direct, like almost bizarro reference to his life, but they're going to axe anything that has to do with his family. Like,
all right,
his kids and Maria Shriver and shit, they're axing all that stuff. So it's just going to be him, but it's still going to be a guy who used to be the governor, used to, you know, all that kind of bullshit.
This is going to be on the PAX network in about two episodes.
Yeah.
It's done.
PAX is still a network?
I think it's ION. ION Television now.
Side of the loop.
Maybe USA. Is that
USA
still a network?
We'll have to check. They're in the break.
It's on Wii TV.
Characters welcome.
By the way, we have a phone number here. Did you guys know that? It's crazy.
Nope.
Technology.
Nope.
We have
nope.
nowadays.
Nope.
Our number is 646-929-1357.
By the way, Morbid Toaster said maybe that kid is John Connor.
I actually saw someone tweet about how, like, in The Terminator, the plot is that Arnold Schwarzenegger sent back in time to kill a kid from ruining the world.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, what?
Ruining
my world. You ruined my world.
Yeah.
Who said you could eat my cookies? Goddamn minivan.
We're just going to quote Arnold Schwarzenegger on like,
awesome.
There is no bathroom. You're mine now. You belong to me.
Put the ferret down.
Nobody's here to wipe your little douches anymore. Oh, no.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Actually, we're only doing kindergarten cops. What's
well,
up with that?
Get
to the chopper.
We're gonna get through all of them. We're going to get through all the movies. It's going to be.
There's still an hour and 45 minutes left.
Call us up with your favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger quote here on Arnold Night.
Please don't.
Son of a bitch.
How are you?
Let's get to some Red Heat quotes. Anybody?
What, are there any
anyone?
Lines from that? I don't
I'm
know.
Sure
or
there
some
are.
Running Man quotes. Or some Sixth Day or whatever.
Seventh Day?
My favorite is Consider It a Divorce.
Well, the best one from The Running Man was Sub Zero! Now Plain Zero!
Wait, are you sure that wasn't from Batman Forever?
No, that's, same thing.
Spencer Freed.
Wasn't Jesse Ventura in that? In
Predator.
Predator, yeah.
Oh, no, he was also in Running Man. You're right.
Yeah. I was thinking of Predator when he goes, I ain't got time to bleed.
Yeah.
Remember that?
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yeah. Lots of blood in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Arnold. What a wacky character. In other news, I posted this on the website earlier this week. This new shitty band,
mm-hmm.
they're called Design the Skyline. Yeah.
Why would you post about a shitty band, though?
So people can know to avoid them.
People kind of his job.
But I thought all press or is good press.
Yeah.
Sure, whatever. I'm sure some people like
look
it on our site.
Look what our ridicule did for Chelsea Grimm.
Yeah.
That was huge.
So this band is called Design the Skyline. They make, like, we made fun of Broken Side before and Attack, and, like, this is, like, the next step.
I honestly don't think it's any worse than those bands.
It sounds
like Money for Nothing.
Wait, is this worse than that? What's that one video where they had, like, the animated dinosaurs behind them and they're crunk rapping?
Oh,
you know?
It's on that level.
Okay.
Definitely.
It sounds exactly like Money for Nothing, that intro. Right?
This part?
No, the beginning.
Yeah. This is, wait. So, like, this part's done.
It sounds like a bastardized Tony Danza.
But just wait. It's like, let's take every genre of underground metal and hard rock. Hold on. There's like black metal.
Yeah,
there's
the
Zero
Boy here.
The Animosity vocals. Then.
Yeah. There's like seven vocalists.
What?
No.
And
then this!
Wow.
What?
Out of nowhere.
This is the same song.
But is it really worse than Broken Side?
Yeah.
I think that tops it. Like that, trying to be like the rapping at the same. Like,
well, wait, it didn't get to the part where it turns into Skid Row yet.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, well, hey. Do they morph into the Scorpions?
No.
Damn. We are the youth, go wild.
They look like, to quote Sid, they look like a shit the Scorpions took.
I didn't say that.
Or to paraphrase something Sid would say.
Oh.
Well,
what I said when you showed me the video, I was like, They look like they're Mexican. They've had a tough life. Do you really need to shit on them on top of everything else?
Are they Mexican?
Yes. They look Mexican to me. That's
maybe it's the bronzer.
Yeah, but anyone that's not white looks Mexican to you.
How dare you, sir? Noah doesn't look Mexican to me.
She's white.
She looks white.
She's white.
She's white with a tan.
Just because she does the fake tanning doesn't mean that she's not
I'm
white.
I'm an Arab.
Do you really do fake tanning?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought you were just naturally olive-skinned.
I am, but because I'm never outside.
Olive?
Aren't you afraid of cancer?
No.
I don't know. I mean...
I don't care.
You don't care, that's what I was going to say. Like, you know it's going to happen, but you don't care, or you don't believe it's going to happen?
I don't believe it's going to happen.
Wow.
I'm a cancer denier.
Cancer doesn't exist.
For once, I agree with Sean.
Yeah. I think it's like when you're 50, you're just not going to want to live anyway. I think that's the...
Yeah, I really don't want to live to like a really old and decrepit
like,
person.
I feel like if I really get to a point where I get cancer, to me that's just an excuse to start doing heroin. Because
right.
It's like, hey, what else is there going on in
my
life?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll give me like morphine and like a bunch
of
drugs.
Morphine, that's just like heroin.
But you're not going to say that when you get to that age.
Well, I bet by that time they'll find
by
the cure.
By that time, I'm not going to have any feelings. I don't care.
I'm already there.
I just want to be tanned right now.
You'd still be going to the tanning. You'd have your doctor call you at the tanning salon.
My tumor is going to be so huge that like the door of the tanning bed won't even close on.
Wheel it in, Charlie.
Gonna be having hair and teeth growing out of it.
I'm gonna need the girls in the front to like push it in for me.
It's not a tumor.
It all comes back to Arnold.
But I'm always tempted to like take one of the stickers that are on the front counter. They have like a Playboy bunny and like a bird, and I'm just like,
oh, we talked about this. I remember you said we should get Rob a Playboy bunny on his navel.
Oh yeah, you never came tanning with
me. It's true, I did.
Yeah, you're supposed to go. Put your balls in a sock.
Does that determine what kind of cancer you get when you put that thing
on? Yeah, you get a... Well, that'll be the only part of you that doesn't get cancer because it covers the skin.
That's good. So I'd put one on my penis. I don't get... That's like the worst kind.
Yeah. Yep. You should take the bird one and put it right at the tip of your penis so it looks like a mustache.
Really? A bird? How does a bird look like a mustache? I see.
The wing.
All right. Yeah, wow.
Never thought about that.
You could just grow your pubes out and then you'd have a mustache anyway.
Ooh.
But it won't be at the tip.
Right, but it looks like Gene Shalit.
You do a comb over.
I don't know. I actually had just one growing out close to the soldier helmet the other day, and I pulled it out.
You have
the first
hair
time ever
on
in my
your
life.
Shaft?
First time ever in my life. There was one coming out of the shaft towards the helmet.
Are you sure it was a hair and not like a
towards the helmet?
A second dick? Yeah, I don't know. No, yeah, it was like right below the ridge of the helmet. There was just like this kind of a half inch hair just sticking out. I'm like, what the fuck's that doing?
Gross.
I pulled it out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you save it?
I did.
That's right.
I framed it in a book, and
Do you keep it in your wallet?
Yes. Give it its own Facebook page.
No, it's in my flower scrapbook, just kind of smushed together, and it's there.
So how long was it?
I just said a half inch.
Oh, sorry.
And so actually,
no, the
muscle.
Hair. How long was the hair?
Hey, I once thought I had two pubes, and so I pissed out of one. Oh. But, No, it was a half inch. But
and
I,
when you pulled it out, did it have that little white thing?
Yeah, like
the root?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it was really deep in there, huh?
Well, it was a hair.
Did you have blood? Did blood come out?
No, it got a little red, but it went away by the end of the day.
All right.
Are you sure that wasn't just from the pigment?
I don't know, man.
Sorry.
I have a very red dick.
It only took Sean 20 minutes to talk about his dick. Well, not even, because we started a little late. Good work, Sean.
Hey,
good
it's
work.
A hot topic.
You're getting
hot
better.
Topic.
Did you mention who our guest is going to be later on today?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I had some trouble pronouncing
right.
His last name.
Oh, yeah. I confused whether that was off the air.
Josh Barnett.
Sorry.
When the headphones are on, Darren.
I have them on all the time.
And you can hear us talking through them?
Oh, that's well, my headphones are way low. That's why I didn't really hear.
Oh, I see.
I have an answer for everything. Try me. Let's go.
What is the answer to life?
Tanning and getting cancer.
Oh.
Speaking of, what rhymes with orange?
I just read an article about rhyming difficult words, and I can't remember the fucking answer. I'm going to look it up during the break.
Do it.
We will have a rhyme for orange later on this
week. Later on tonight, Darren rhymes something
I won't.
With orange.
I can't take credit. Someone else wrote this. Okay.
Darren does not take credit.
And months. Month, too, was rhymed.
Cunt?
Yeah.
Cunt.
No, it wasn't cunt. Well, we'll see. Stay tuned.
Bunt.
Now I'm almost tempted to take a music break.
Someone in the chat said door hinge.
Silver.
Door hinge, that's a good one, but that wasn't it.
It's close. Hinge and binge?
Orange.
Oh, orange door and door hinge.
But what if you just say orange?
Or and orange.
I talk like an American, so I don't say that. In Brooklyn, we say orange. Taste me an orange, will you?
It's right by the rape shofar.
Hey, we haven't heard from Shlomo in forever. Come to think
he
of
posted
it.
Posted on the comments of last week's.
What did he say?
Good to hear.
Well, I mean, he hasn't called us in a while.
Kind of over. Like, I feel like he just.
No.
Doesn't he say the same
he's
thing,
peaked?
Really? Like, he doesn't. I don't know.
Well, look, just because he's limited doesn't mean
that
you need to be so cruel.
Towards the end there, we had him singing. That was a new thing with him. If he could call back and sing, that
That'd
would
be
nice.
But I mean, we need him for the Jewish holidays remix content.
And when we do interviews, he'll call in and talk to the band member, and the band member is always very confused, and that's fun.
Well,
it's
that's my
that.
Point. My point is that he's not doing any of that. Like, he just kind of calls in and says hello, and then he just kind of rambles, and then he does. Like, I'm trying to push him to do something more creative.
Maybe he's just like, those motherfuckers aren't getting any more drops out of me.
Yeah,
I'm not giving him anything.
Oh, he turned into a businessman, maybe.
I miss the days when he called in and told us about shark fin soup and stuff like that, that he went out and ate.
Don't encourage him.
No, I want weird stuff like that. But he's just been, I feel, very bland lately.
Uh-oh. There's only room for one bland
guy.
Wasn't
the last time he called in that he went kind of on a tirade and called, didn't he call you like a fuck stain or something like that?
A what? I don't remember.
A buttered faggot?
Buttered faggot.
Oh, my God.
That was a while ago.
Don't call back, Shlomo.
What was
ever.
He really trying to say when he said buttered
butt
faggot?
Hurt.
Butt hurt. Butt hurt faggot.
Because apparently that's a thing.
Well, I'm sure if you're a bottom, you're going to be butt hurt every once in a while.
Oh,
it's just not proper grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
God. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Shlomo or not, give us a call.
What else is going on?
We went to see the Dillinger Escape Plan on Sunday. That was really fun.
Oh,
my
that?
God.
It was awesome.
Amazing.
Where
Me,
was
Sean, and Noah were there.
Where?
And other people.
What venue?
This was at the Music Hall of Williamsburg in Williamsburg.
Is that a big place?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice venue.
It's like 1,000.
It's like Bowery Ballroom.
Yeah, pretty much.
You got a sick spot.
We did have a sick spot because they have...
We were in the girl section.
Yeah. Like, if you accidentally wore flip-flops, that's the section you go to.
Yeah. It's
you
the section where...
You accidentally wear flip-flops.
Or Crocs, whatever.
They just had, like, risen balconies right to the side of the stage. So you're at eye level. You're a little lower than eye level with the stage. So it's great because you could be right up front but not worry about... You know, someone stage diving on you or anything. And it was awesome because, I mean, a Dillinger show, especially, I guess, in New York, they're always nuts. And it's like you have a front row seat to the nutsness without having to deal with any, like, defense.
Right.
You don't have to really defend yourself. You could just watch it like a spectator.
Except for Saturday. They're on their best behavior. They didn't get crazy. When they opened for Deftones, they're very
that's,
reserved.
That's the Deftones crowd.
But also, that wasn't their show.
True.
I noticed
true.
That.
But that's what I mean. Like
and it's a bigger venue because that was at the...
At Nokia. Or a Best Buy theater.
I thought it was really awesome that they added that third date for, you know, the fans like me and you who wanted to see them without having to sit through the Deftones.
Well, we
wouldn't
have to sit through
them. We're paying the exorbitant prices.
I was going to ask you, why are they so well behaved on Saturday? Jewish? Is it like Shabbos or something?
No, well, I mean, there was actually a lot of things that came. Liam, the bassist, had to go to Philly because his grandma died, so he wasn't there. So the low end was missing. The PA was kind of like just off. Like Greg's voice sounded all weird.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they didn't even have a sound check.
Yeah, exactly. And
it wasn't their show.
Right. So it was all kind of all these pieces just kind of made it kind of odd. And I think they sensed it. So it was kind of just they just played the songs and then they got out of there. But then when Deftones came out, sound was perfect. They're loud.
Of course.
The vocals
I'm sure Deftones took like 3 hours to sound
check. Their lighting was amazing. But
right.
Like,
did Dillinger even have lights for their thing?
Yeah, but it was like it was so not conducive of the Best Buy Theater venue because Buy Theater is very deep. Like very so like with their lights, it works perfect in a small joint because it lights up. They got strobes and all this kind of shit. But when you have a long distance from the stage, all you see is just
flashes of white and no band members at all whatsoever, because when you're too far away.
Did any members of the Deftones fall into a coma during their set?
Oh, that's terrible.
I think your boy from Quicksand did.
Oh, that's a shame. He's the only one I wouldn't want that to happen.
He actually came out and played three songs with Dillinger to play a little bass for them.
So they,
the old stuff.
The rest of the time they were without bass completely?
No bass, so there's like
that's so weird.
No low end when they played.
Yeah.
He couldn't keep up.
But it was not. They played for...
Well, actually, he played the fastest stuff. He played the early stuff.
I just want to say that Noah liked the coma joke because she's physically repulsed by the Deftones for whatever reason. I don't know why. She's making these faces.
It's
like,
because they're all
they're heavy. Yeah, they're heavy set Latinos.
They frighten me, okay?
Did one of them take your wallet? Is that what happened?
Chino
he
looks
was,
like,
he
like,
was
like
making
the guy
ass
that...
comments as I was walking by.
Who?
Who was? Or did you
one
make that
Mexican.
Up as a joke?
No, Chino? Joke. Never mind.
See, he's Mexican, and his name almost sounds like Chinese. So that's two strikes.
Stop
from
it.
Now.
In all seriousness, though, they did. They hired a new bassist. It's the woman that slept with Arnold Schwarzenegger. She's going to fit right in. Yeah!
More ways than one.
I hear you are going to be in the Deftones. Good luck to you.
Hey, they're from California. It all works out.
And wait a minute, they're from Sacramento, right? That's the capital of California.
Yeah!
So that's it was.
Wait, are they? Are they from Sacramento?
I think
are
so.
Pretty sure.
Today, I am going to announce that I'm giving the key to the city, to the Deftones, for taking Noah's wallet. Yeah!
I am not a racist.
I didn't say that.
Well, everybody else is.
Calm down!
Implying.
What did I just say?
You're a very specific racist. Yeah. It's okay.
I have a half Mexican child. Yeah.
Well, clearly, you're not a racist.
He half looks like he was hit by a bus. In the face.
Sid said he looked like a goat.
He looked does. Like if Arnold Schwarzenegger fucked a goat.
That's a bad joke, Sid. That's terrible.
We need another drum roll.
Oh, let me find that.
Did you read them?
And at one point, the guitarist, Ben Weinman, all the members of Dillinger that aren't the drummer, they just run around and like
they go crazy.
Jump in the crowd. It's great. It's awesome. Uh-huh. It's like the most fun that you will have at a show, I feel. And he climbed up into our area and was walking.
Wow.
On
I was
the
only person who pushed him up. And while I was pushing him up, I was doing it like I was grabbing his ass. And I was
notice
like, oh, my
how
God.
Excited she got when she had to get that out. She's like, I grabbed his ass.
He has a
you
really
were the only
nice
one standing on the railing.
Ass.
How are we going to get over there?
And Noah, do you know what his last name is? Weinman.
No, it's Deftones. I'm trying to see her get upset.
No, he's a Jew. He's a Jew, Noah.
Oh, he's
very
available.
His
first name is Ben.
Benjamin Wallen.
Okay, I'll just grab his ass.
He also has a Radiohead tattoo, so he probably likes progressive music.
Nice.
That's one
but
Deftone right there.
He hit me over the head with his guitar.
Oh.
So I have to get something
too.
In return. And that was grabbing his ass
you
like
beat
a maniac.
Me. Give me your ass.
And then at the end of the set, they were running around so much that pretty much everyone...
No, they called everyone on stage.
What's up?
They called everyone on stage.
What do you mean?
There was a pile up on the stage.
Oh, no,
everyone...
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that the members of the band all took off their shirts by the end of the stage.
Oh,
and you
the encore,
could see,
yeah.
You could just see Noah taking mental pictures.
Oh, no, not mental pictures. She took like
I
eight
took,
on her
I took
phone.
A million pictures on my phone.
She took pictures.
And then I came home and I masturbated.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, I need to get home right now so I can rub one out.
I had to squeeze my thighs together.
No, would you field a question from the chat?
Okay.
How did Ben's hands look?
Noah's big on hands.
Yeah, Dusty
great,
Rhodes
great. He's a
know.
Guitarist. They're good.
Okay.
Wait, so are you
veiny?
More?
So who did you find the most attractive out of all
Greg
the four?
Or Ben?
All the four guys
you're
up there.
You're embarrassing me. Stop
well,
it.
just answer it honestly. Who were your eyes drawn to naturally?
Big muscly Ben.
Or the guitar.
Or big muscly Greg. Wiry Ben.
I would say Liam, Ben, and Greg.
Uh-huh.
Not
so
Jeff.
In that order? In that
wow.
order?
No, not in that order.
Yeah, actually,
which one? What's the who's
okay,
number one?
Ben, Greg, and Liam.
Oh.
Can't you just say all of them in case they're listening? Come on.
But I mean,
what are the other ones?
What do you
really
want from
ugly?
Me? I'm a girl.
We don't. That's like what? That's exactly what I wanted from you. I got the answers.
Yeah. I'm just criticizing your answer.
We're not judging you. For
the second
thinking
you join a
attractive.
Band, you instantly turn hot.
Yeah, sure.
Not apparently not because she didn't name the whole band.
Yeah. Drummer, no respect. Yeah. No mention.
Really,
he didn't have
drummer.
Nice hands.
Jeff Tuttle has a flat top, so I don't think
drummers are usually
he looks
crazy.
Like, he just looks like he's in the army, Jeff
yeah.
Tuttle. Like,
wow.
He just got
he's
out of the
really
army.
Not really my type.
I just realized, what if, like, how do you feel about the drummer from Def Leppard? Because he only has half the amount of hands that normal people
I, like I said, I'm not really into drummers.
Wow.
Thank you.
But what if he was a guitarist and had one hand?
He would never be a guitarist.
What about guitarist?
If you could manage to play
it, I don't want to get a place to keep.
If you could manage to play the drums with one arm, you could, because he has like one thing he hits.
Look,
and then it goes,
I need two hands. I we've already talked about this.
Wow!
I need two
all right.
Beautiful, masculine.
Beautiful.
Big hands.
What about two arms, two hands, but one
no
head. Four fingers on each hand. Does that
no,
work?
It's, no, I can't.
But they're the best
ten
hands
digits.
Ever made in creation.
No,
no. Because I would just be fixated on that missing finger.
Wow.
Okay, what if one hand is extremely masculine and
nope.
calloused and hairy, and the other one they kept in a glove because
nope.
it's a hand model, very infeminate. And
like
dainty.
A person that had a stroke.
So
it's
they
like
have,
close to their
the
body.
Hands have to look even. There can't be any.
It can't be like, you know, like a Paul Bunyan hand.
No,
and then
no
like
asymmetry.
Like a Prince hand? Like Prince and Paul Bunyan had like both
nope,
their hands?
Yeah. Nope. I need two
wait,
hands.
I got one for you.
Okay. Here's the
you
scenario.
Get an invitation to go to the mansion where the lead singer of Falconer lives. He's laying spread eagle on a bed
some
naked.
Tells me they don't have a mansion.
For you to have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting paid $1 million to do this, but he has really disgusting gross hands. Would you do it?
I'm getting paid $1 million?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I would put his hands in gloves.
I'm disappointed.
Like those
sellout.
Hulk gloves, so they look like even more.
No, velvet gloves.
Hand socks.
Those Hulk hands.
I was hoping you'd say no. I wanted to hear your sexual integrity.
Oh, like a girl would pass up fucking anything for $1 million. You kidding me?
I need $1 million.
But how much do we have to lower that before you say no?
$20.
99 cents.
FYI, according to Shankletown, the lead singer of Falconer works at a Foot Locker in Queens.
Oh, so we could test the
no
theory.
No mentions.
Oh,
good. So that means when I walk in there, he'll already be on his knees.
Yeah, his hands will smell like feet.
Somebody.
And by the way, if you weren't at the show in Brooklyn, we just posted photos and videos of the show.
Way to promote your website.
Thank you. So you can check it out on the website.
Whose photos are there?
Yeah, are there any of them the ones that Noah finger fucked herself to after the show?
I don't know, Noah. Well, we just
didn't use any of them.
We posted them today. So
I had some really good photos.
By the way, doesn't Noah say the word serious on this show about every 30 seconds? How is she criticizing you about the website?
And
yeah,
this show is on the website.
S-E-R-I-O-U-S.
As opposed to?
I was making a joke.
Yeah, that's not going over well.
Serious stock down 6 cents, no.
Uh-oh.
I don't care.
Wait, so whose photos are they that you put up?
Nathaniel.
Oh, really?
Nathaniel
okay.
and Shannon.
So they're all from, like, the stage and shit?
Yeah, and the video stuff, too, is from the side of the stage.
Awesome.
I didn't see the video.
Pretty good.
Well, you check it out.
You don't visit the website.
excuse me, I pointed something out in your post, didn't I?
But you didn't watch the videos.
I didn't see them on the post.
Because you didn't read the post.
Okay.
Oh, I
talk
have to follow a link?
Separate.
Yeah, they weren't.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just saw a picture.
Too much work. I understand. So, yeah, that was that. What else happened this week?
I just wanted to say that we had an update on Sirius' stock. Here it is. Oh.
Oh,
okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
I guess it crashed.
Poor Raw Dog.
What?
Is that the channel on Sirius, Raw Dog?
Yeah. It's supposed to be the comedy channel.
For the hot and uncensored comedy.
Raw Dog? I thought that was like a gay term.
I can't. I'm not allowed to talk about work.
For like barebacking.
Please don't wind me up.
Since when? Did you get in trouble? Someone heard
I signed
show?
A contract not to talk about all
what
the
private work. Your
talk about all the time.
That was like, for my internship.
She signed an NDA, you guys.
You're like, oh, I was in Eminem's studio the other day. Like, you always had a story about work.
Yeah, that was a year ago, Darren.
Oh, so they got on your ass about it?
No.
Oh, okay.
She didn't sign an NDA back then.
I just have my qualms with them now.
Now she signed an NDA.
Okay.
NDA, by the way, non-disclosure agreement.
We know. Oh, thank you.
Some people don't know.
Well, I'm just not supposed to say bad stuff, I guess.
I don't think anyone's supposed to say bad stuff about their jobs.
Yeah.
Does that explain why Jose is always so positive? Does he have like 18 of those NDAs?
No.
19?
That's why
Jose's usually high or on Monster Energy drink. That's
Jose's
why he's always
nice
so hyper.
Leave him alone.
That's why I always...
Honestly, Jose is really like the nicest person.
He is that
I
guy
never said
in real
he was
life.
Mean.
You imply that he's an asshole. He is
no,
not an
I
asshole.
Never said
why?
Asshole.
Just because of his haircut? Is it because
listen,
of his haircut?
There's a difference between being an asshole and being a tool.
Oh.
Why? Because... Oh,
you, tools are very nice people, usually. I don't like nice people. That's my thing. I feel it's a sign of weakness and lack of personality. So that's all. Nice people turn me off.
Wait, being a nice person is a sign of weakness?
Uh-huh.
How so?
Because why are you so eager to please?
Ooh.
Why do you have to be eager to please as opposed to just not want to offend people?
Why are you so scared of offending people?
Must be covering something up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not covering nothing up.
Wait, are you
nice
confusing
person?
Politeness with niceness?
No, kindness with weakness.
What? I'm confused.
We're down the rabbit hole now.
Do you like it when people are polite to you?
Yeah, but there's a difference between being polite and being like super overly like psyched about everything in the world.
Oh.
That just
yeah.
puts me off.
So optimism
yeah, that's
puts
optimism.
You off.
Oh, okay.
Not even optimism. It's not even that.
I consider myself a realist.
Loving everything is not optimism. Optimism is thinking things are going to work out well.
I never get tired of dissecting Sid's misanthropy. It's
yeah.
awesome. It's like, in which way it specifically
well, it's just
does
because
Canadian.
Every single band is the greatest band in the world. How can I gauge what he's like the truth of what he's saying when everything's equally great?
He never yeah. says that about every band.
He's super
he
psyched about
the band
everything.
That he likes.
Then he likes a lot of bands.
Maybe he's easily
he
psyched
does.
Up.
He's very into metal.
Well, I mean, someone in his
he's
style
like a
I don't
metal
think can just get out and like yeah. diss a bunch of bands.
Huh?
I mean, he needs them to be, you know, coming on
but
the
yeah, but
I think,
so
honestly, I think
yeah.
Jose is just a happy person. He
yeah.
has a great
oh, I don't
job.
Like that either.
He has a hot
well,
wife.
Then I'm jealous.
He has a cool house.
Well, then I'm jealous. There
two,
you go. Fuck you.
Kids.
And also, another thing you have to realize is that he's friends with a lot of these bands. Yeah, he has two
kids.
Two
daughters. Two
wow.
really cute.
He's out smoking reefer all the time.
He is.
Getting
yeah,
secondhand smoke
exactly.
Kids.
And he hangs out with hot chicks, and so, his wife's okay
but
with
what,
it.
That's not good.
Does he get to fuck them?
No.
No, but
yeah, I mean, she probably has
then why is that? Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know what happens behind
have you ever
doors.
Fucked him?
No.
She's bringing it up like it's like a perk that he gets to hang out with hot chicks. Well, if he's not fucking them, then what does it matter?
No, but, well, I mean.
I sit next to hot chicks on the subway
I think
sometimes.
She was implying that he doesn't have a jealous wife. I think that's what she
but what does it matter? Whether right. she was jealous?
No, I'm saying that he has a lifestyle. He has a lifestyle where he's surrounded by incredibly gorgeous women. Wouldn't you want that? I thought
not
every straight guy
them.
Would want it.
Wait, incredibly
not if I,
gorgeous?
That's
what is, what's his lifestyle that has incredibly
at Sirius,
gorgeous
Sirius, there's just bikini
like, if we're talking about metal
down?
People.
No, he does stuff outside of Sirius. He's involved with many other things.
Because girls like, in the metal community by far pretty fuggo.
You know what?
Not
you
the
know,
ones in
actually
LA.
Actually inaccurate.
No, actually I'm not inaccurate because I go to concerts and they're all fat bugs. Except for
you
like
go,
a random 10%.
You go to
10%.
Concerts. You go
like
to
like a
concerts.
Random 10%.
Well, you go to like hardcore shows though mostly.
No.
You go to concerts
get out of here. Come
on.
I'm telling you, I've gone to so many metal shows recently
yeah.
where I'm like, what the, where are
come
these
on.
Women coming
how
from?
How many times we went to like New England Metal Fest or
Maryland.
New
England Metal Fest?
Or Maryland Death Fest? This is like the king of metal shows and fucking... draws out
first
the
of all, look at all the people that are
first
on that
of all,
boat
with you, motherfucker.
Oh, there were so many
hot
chicks.
So many
give
hot
me a break.
You're totally off.
You didn't capture any of them on your
there
photos?
There were plenty. I took plenty of photos of hot
don't
chicks.
Don't lower your standards for metal
I didn't
people.
Lower any of my... I was genuinely attracted to a lot of women. I don't understand, like,
did
what...
they have weed?
There was no weed on the boat, unfortunately. But... No, yeah, New England Metal Fest, that doesn't count. There are no hot people in New England.
No
I
shit.
I mean, like, no, going
don't you
to
think
shows...
they travel for a festival? You know, like if they're really into metal,
know.
You know.
It depends on the. It depends. Like at a Skeletonwood show, there's definitely hot chicks. At like a Job for a Cowboy show, not so much because it's just like younger people.
At Rammstein, there were a bunch of hot chicks.
Yeah, well, Rammstein is like
yeah,
really
so, yeah,
mainstream
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's like you get like
you get
the
industrial.
Yeah,
chicks.
All those chicks were probably cutters.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
They just
yeah.
exactly
they're
hot chicks with low self-esteem. Perfect.
True,
jackpot.
I'm just saying.
I think it's really rude what you're saying.
I don't.
What?
I'm just a realist, man. Fuggo, broad,
what,
like,
can
how aggressive
I
love how this turned from me being a dick to Sean being a dick, and I didn't even
But also, Fuggo, broads, like all types of music.
Well, true. I mean,
no,
but I'm not saying like
that. No, I would say that Fuggo, broads, there's definitely a type of music.
Fuggo, broads, potential
episode.
Evanescence.
Yeah. I have to admit.
I think there'd be hot chicks at Evanescence. It would definitely draw the you know, overweight Twilight breath.
Yes, yes, exactly. And Harry Potter fans. Also.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, I went to Coachella one of the days for fucking Locust and Phantomas and some other bands that were playing that night, and that was just a sea of gorgeous women. Like, those were hot chicks there. Okay. I have never seen anything like that ever in my life.
Any show we go to, like Union Pool, though, like a Doom Rider show?
There's all dudes. There's like three chicks.
You know, Sean, I'll make sure that I tell all of your girlfriends that do go see Doom Riders that you're calling them ugly.
Wait, my girlfriends? The thing is, your girl-based friends.
Ding, 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 ding. Your female friends.
Oh, I said there's 10% that are fine.
But that
10%
is the girls dating the band members,
yes,
so it doesn't
count. Yeah, exactly.
They're not there for the music.
There has to be at least 20%.
Yeah, they're there.
They're not there for the music.
They are not
there because they're fucking the bassist.
Yeah, or they want free coke. That's
okay,
all the
reason they're there. Why would they be fucking the bassist?
Because he's in a band.
Yeah, you just said they're in bands,
he's
so they're
broke.
Hot.
So why would a hot chick want to be with a broke guy?
Because hot chicks like guys in bands.
You just said that they're in bands, so they're hot.
Yeah.
You just
said 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to date one.
That's not the question. It was just that it's hot. They're hot.
It's hot because they're in a band.
All right.
You have dated
a guy in a band.
And I'll never go back.
But you've done it. So why begrudge you that?
Something dragged you into
that.
You
dated a couple, right?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Busted.
Have you ever dated someone that wasn't in a band?
No.
Yeah, once.
Well, yeah, so your whole fucking argument is moot.
So basically like what? Like 75% of the people you've dated have been
in bands. Yeah.
When she was in kindergarten, she played.
I'm not gonna do it anymore.
She played house with the kid who used to bang on the wall with a stick in kindergarten.
Her saying she's not gonna get back with guys in bands is like me saying I didn't smoke today, so I quit. Yeah. I'm gonna be a smoker again when
tolerance
I find a fucking
tolerance
band.
Well, also she's pretty old now. What kind of band is she?
Hey, she's gonna be living closer to all these fucking bands and shit. So
she's gonna be dating the guy.
Shlomo's dad is looking.
Because no band member is gonna want to truck it out here to fucking, you know, do it.
She's only 32, dude.
I'm not 32.
I'm trying to defend you. Oh, sorry. I tried.
No, my 20s.
The radio ad's 4 years.
Oh, my God. That's the front runner for the title right there.
What are you, Sid? 54?
Oh, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah, God.
All right. I think on that note, we should take a little music break right now.
That was fucking fun.
That was good. All right,
don't play any of the bands that I've dated, please.
Well, that concludes our music break. No, we're going to kick things off with Black Dahlia Murder with their new single, Moonlight Equilibrium, on the live cast. Watch out!
Oh, my God. darn it, buddy.
We'll be right back.
This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast. This is Chucky Boy Blandington. We're about to come back from the music break. But you can't hear me, because you put the show on mute when you found out Noah made the playlist. Hey Noah. That hot ass doesn't make up for your crappy power metal. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
First of all, I didn't choose that power, that power metal, non-power metal music.
There was no power metal on there, Chuck.
Chuck does not have to be accurate. he's just he's an insult comic.
He's phoning it in. He's really phoning it in.
He's like the new Don Rickles.
But what we did hear during the break was we just heard Intronauts, the literal black cloud. That intro riff is just so amazing. I'm not going to get it out of my head.
Sing it, Rob.
Like
sounds like Huey Lewis. Power of Love.
So it's an intro, not intro riff?
Yep.
Don't take money. Don't take things.
Before that was Weed Eater.
Fuck yeah.
Before that was a little Entombed. And before that was the new Black Dolly.
That was the only thing I chose for that music break. And it wasn't even power metal. So what is Chucky Boy Blandington complaining about?
I don't think you chose Entombed. I chose that Entombed song.
I think you Entombed?
Missy. No.
By the way, that was...
there was nothing of yours on
that. Chuck
in the next break, we'll play some Vintersore because I see that on the playlist.
That was some copy that was suggested to us on our Facebook page by, who was it, Andy? Andy sent that in. And so if you post stuff, post potential
like
planned,
us on Facebook.
Yeah, like us on Facebook first, and then...
Facebook.com/Metal Injection Livecast, one word.
And then you can suggest things for Bland to read, and we'll play them during the bumpers.
That's right. And momentarily, Josh Barnett. Did I say that right?
Barnett.
Barnett. Barnett, okay. Emphasis on the net. Mm-hmm. Barnett. He's going to be calling into the show to talk about his upcoming metal show that he's throwing on for with all the proceeds going to the Red Cross for earthquake relief in Japan.
Wait, to the Red Cross or to the Red Cord?
Red Cross. Oh, the Red Cord is the band.
They need to buy merch.
Send a bunch of merch over to Japan.
To Japan.
By the way, that's
the
Red Cord merch to Japan. We send you a giant Red Cord tsunami deflector.
Soak
next time.
Up all the flood.
A big sponge we send you.
No, just a bunch of shirts and shorts and shit just to soak up the water.
You can zap up all the wetness with that. By the way, I heard Ken Pierce, when he goes to bars, that's how he picks up girls with a bar net. So
no,
they can't get away.
A bonnet. He puts on his best bonnet.
By kissing me on the neck?
Yes, with merch. With some Red Gore the Jab's dick that I wear when I kiss people.
So he'll be calling in any minute now, but before
Ken
that...
Ken Pierce?
No. Josh Barnett.
Him too.
But before that...
Barnett.
What? No! No! I found this video. This, I think, would be maybe the rap equivalent of the band we listened to earlier.
Because it's Mexican?
No. It's the artist is Mr. Ghetto. And the track...
And is he ever.
And the track is Walmart. Now, you might think this is product placement, but it is not. Get ready. Get ready. Here it comes. This will
not talking over it.
It didn't start yet. Here we go.
You have to kind of see this video, too.
Yeah, okay. So the video, by the way,
I like the video.
Is just two women with the rapper shopping
at Walmart.
In Walmart, shaking their booty.
Yeah,
like, but you don't even see their face. It's
extreme.
Literally just
the perfect,
extreme.
Perfect booty
popping.
Well, how do
you need to see
popping?
Their face?
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
Oh, booty
all
popping.
Videos should
Excuse
be
me.
Like
this. Is it shot in Fish Island?
No, it's shot by someone's cell phone.
Walmart,
Walmart,
Walmart, Walmart. She going to Walmart. They going to Walmart, baby. Walmart. She going to Walmart, 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 Walmart,
Girls don't do that at metal shows.
There's literally a girl just with on all fours with her
weird?
Ass in the air.
Because the whole song?
They're all Fuggo broads, Noah. That's why.
Well, wouldn't that be great if all the Fuggo broads have their head down on the floor and their asses up in the air?
Are you kidding me? If I saw some 400-pound land monster doing that at a metal show, I'd never come back.
Sid, there are some lyrics, but very limited lyrics.
What's your name? What's your number, girl?
See?
Ooh, what's your name? What's your number?
They just start talking about what they're buying.
Sid can't take the smile off his face.
This isn't as much the hip-hop equivalent of the metal song we played before. It's more like that Friday song by Rebecca Black.
Sort
of. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it's like the same lyric repeated
over and over. She buys Massengill. She buys him douche, you know, something. She keep her body clean.
I feel like some guy got a loop machine, and this is like the first time he played with it.
This beat is like a Casio.
Now, how did they get the film in Walmart? Do you think these guys work there and they're like,
no, I think
merch?
They walk in with a camera. They're filming on a cell phone.
Yeah, how could you be wearing that and walk into Walmart? They have to.
Have you been to Walmart?
Walmart.com? Yeah.
This is New Orleans.
Oh my God, it's one girl.
But why do they keep mentioning Wally World? That was from like a vacation movie. He keeps saying Wally World.
That's how they say Walmart in New Orleans.
Oh, the batteries are running low on the Casio. You can tell the loop is breaking.
Slowing down.
Oh, here, this is the best part. At Walmart, the lines are...
She's trying things on.
She buying boy shorts.
They sell pandas at Walmart?
Panda hose.
Everyone shake your booty.
She's in the parking lot barefoot.
She
What's wrong with
her?
I like the more dark-skinned one. She's got bigger tits.
This is devastating.
I kind of like it.
Of course,
stuck in my head the rest of the night.
Dude, panty. It was stuck in my head forever.
No, just because she's going to Walmart.
Like Grindcore Luigi said, at Walmart, you can buy a DVD of Water World.
Now I can only hear Wally World.
Never stops. We gotta get Shlomo to sing this. Ball shots.
Well, all we need to do is have him say it once, and then we could repeat it over and over again.
I think he would loop himself.
All right, we get the point, right?
Oh, shoot me.
So again, that is Walmart by Mr. Ghetto. If you want to YouTube the video, we will link to it in the show description for sure. Mm-hmm.
Thrash it.
Epic thrash.
Penny hose.
That should be the episode title.
She buying ball shorts. She buying Massengill. She buying Massengill. She buying Summer's Eve.
Summer's Eve.
Yes.
She can't escape the product placement.
I hope he's getting paid for that. That's great.
That guy, he has the sex with the Mexican maid also. It's the same one. He have a kid too. They named the Wally World.
That song's stuck in my head now.
Wally World. How did that go? Remember the
Hollywood?
No, that's from the Close. National Lampoon.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. You should just look it up on YouTube.
I think I found it.
There it is.
That's that one.
This beat is actually pretty infectious, I gotta say.
Do you guys know the Dougie?
I've heard of it.
You know the dance, the Dougie?
Teach me how
can
to
you
Dougie.
Do it?
Teach me how to Dougie, yeah.
Can you do it?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know how
on the
it
radio
goes.
Wouldn't really translate, but I guess the guy that made up the Dougie died yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He was young.
No.
Was he Dougieing too much that he just
had
a heart attack?
He sort of, Dougied himself into the grave.
I get it.
Do you get?
It would ruin the joke if he was cremated, though.
Well, true. I was waiting all show to use that joke.
Was it worth it for you?
In the mirror. Yes.
Why would you practice in the mirror if you're on the radio?
Sean, that's how concerned he is with how we look.
If that was the case, I'd probably dress better and shave.
True.
Maybe that's, I don't know, maybe that's the best you could get it.
That's why I look this way, because I think that's the best I can get to. That's pretty much a downer, man.
I thought this was you shaved in nice clothing.
The four that you see in front of you is the best I can get to.
That's
right.
Holiday Road?
Yeah. Oh, this is the wrong song, right? Is it?
That's just like the
I don't know.
Of the movie.
Yeah, that's nice. I thought that was it. What's it called, that
probably
song?
Said Wally World.
It's not. Theme. It's not. I couldn't find it. Ah, well. Moment passed.
So we are waiting on Josh Barnett.
Barnett.
When he calls in, ask him how to pronounce his name. And when he says Barnett, be like, no, your first name. Just confuse him right off the top. Get him disoriented.
That's how you should pass him a note.
That's
you just killed the joke.
That's how you beat him in a fight. You say something like that, and he's so confused, and you jab him right in the jaw.
He's not a fucking robot.
Give him a throat strike.
He's talking about like,
how do you know? Have you tried it?
Robot can't handle snark.
Listen.
Watch, deconstruct.
Sid is a third-degree black belt in snark, all right? You can't do it, but he can.
I'm the Hoist Gracie of snark.
Was that your tactic for any fight you got in your life?
Snark your way out.
People and then get out of there?
I would, if possible, yeah.
So snark jitsu.
You would just offer them tickets to...
Uchiwale wale.
Have you been in a fight before in your life, Sid?
Have you ever been in a fight?
Really?
Not in a long time.
What happened?
I mean,
physical
the last time was junior high.
Tell us about it.
There were multiple. I used to get into fights a lot in elementary school.
Oh, you were
yeah, right.
I can't
didn't
see
always...
the you now, Sid, getting into fights.
Did they give you wedgies?
No. I never got a wedgie, I don't think.
Well, Sid's a real...
sort of gay. You got to, like, reach into some dude's pants.
He's a real
caustic
guy, though. Okay. I feel
front
like...
Front wedgie.
People can put up with Sid's, you know, there's more manners when you grow up. Like, I think as a kid, his cynicism would result in a punch in the mouth most of the time.
Did you get punched in the mouth or did you do the punching?
No, it wasn't ever like that serious.
Did anyone ever break your glasses in the fight?
Chest bumping?
Did you have glasses when you were a kid?
No, I got glasses like later on. Like, glasses were like in high school.
When you turned 40.
Yes.
Oh.
I was late to high school.
You took an extended vacation.
That's right. I'm like Happy Gilmore.
Yes. Again with the vacation. Everything.
Billy Madison, whichever. Bill was Billy Madison. Yeah. I think they're all the same to me. Just like the Jews.
What?
What?
Aren't you a Jew?
Yeah.
He's allowed to say that. It's fine.
Yeah, thank you.
Someone just got raped.
Another thing I wanted to bring up, I forgot to bring it up last week on the show.
What, that thing about Bin Laden getting killed?
Yeah, we didn't mention
that
at all.
Oh, yeah. That happened, you guys. No, Danzig has a new video out. Oh, I guess I didn't mention it because Darren wasn't here, but...
Why would Darren need to be here?
Yeah, what do you
Darren's a big Danzig fan, so I wanted him to keep here. There's a new song, a new single called Juju Bone, and it's basically, it's like... What a concert in hell would look like, because it's just girls with gigantic fake tits and Danzig and his band performing in front of like
that
fire.
That sounds like heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Sean, that's where you have to go to concerts.
Danzig videos.
And Danzig is totally in full Danzig like Danzigism.
Trying to think about what to call my new song.
Sounds like Johnny Cash.
It's called Juju Bone.
Let me just say Jew twice. I think the guy that owns my property is a Jew. Girl. Jew. Get that good filter fish out of my face.
Girl, I think you got trouble. Girl, I think that it's time.
Hey, you dirty Jew, I'm gonna eat some roast pork right in front of you. Yeah!
I like this.
He doesn't go too far outside the Danzig box anymore. Pretty much a standard boilerplate Danzig song. I like it.
Juju Bone. Couldn't he think of a better word for penis?
Bone. My Willy Wacker. What were you going to say, Sid? Sorry.
I'm just glad he dressed up for the video shoot. In like a sleeveless shirt and like black jeans.
I mean,
he could have been wearing the white wife beater and gray sweatpants. Like,
yeah,
he
no, he's there, like a mesh top.
Is he lifting any bricks in this video?
Yeah.
There's not one brick in this video.
Because he moved them all off the set.
Moved them out before we started rolling. Juju my brick. Where's my bread?
Pretty good solo, too. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357.
Any Jews out there calling now?
We should be joined by Josh Barnett any minute now.
Burn it. Darn it, burn it.
Burn it down! Burn it down. Gonna get into an MMA match with my stupid neighbors, yeah. Whoever put that video of me on the internet?
One where he got punched out?
Oh, wow, yeah, remember that?
The one where I got punched out.
One punch, he was just
that was cold. But the guy was like twice as big as he was.
Yeah, I didn't need any cereal that morning.
That's why.
Twice as big, like taller, but not wider. Like, damn, he was a stocky guy.
Well, the dude was stocky also.
Yeah.
The guy had bitch dude.
Yeah. No, the guy was like a Rob size. Like, he was just like a tall, you know, like
he
a
was,
tall
he
Adonis.
He was way wider than me, and nowhere near an Adonis.
Yeah.
He was like a construction worker. But
he's at this point, he's basically Matt Pinfield in a wig.
Who I saw again at work.
I appreciate the
prince.
Matt Pinfield reference. Thank
Love
you.
Love that guy.
Anyway, like we said, we have a very special guest this week, and we have him on the line now. Let's get Josh. Are you there?
I am. I was curious how you knew it was me or not. I could have just been some random calling in.
Well, you just tweeted that you were.
You were about to call in, so we assumed it was you.
We have a very sophisticated operation going on here.
Yeah, well, I could have tricked you very, very, very badly.
It would have worked. It would have been so embarrassing. We would have had to gone back and edit all of this.
Awkward.
But, yeah, thanks for taking some time to call into the live cast. And you're calling to talk about a really cool thing that you're doing. You're putting on a benefit show for Japan Earthquake Relief. Do you want to just tell us about it?
Sure, I can do that. I'm putting on a show Thursday, May 26th, at the House of Blues on Sunset to generate some help to the Japan Relief effort with the Red Cross. We got All Shall Perish headlining, with Animals as Leaders, Cattle Decapitation, Abysmal Dawn, Internal Corrosion, and Thrown into Exile. We're selling tickets on Live Nation, Ticketmaster. You can also go through House of Blues. And it's not only going to be a hell of a metal event with some amazing bands as such, but I'm doing an in-house raffle as well. We'll be giving away all kinds of really awesome stuff.
You're going to do a rap?
Guitars.
You're going to
we're going to do a raffle at the deal, too. So,
are one of the prizes of the raffle a kick to the chest?
You know, that could be. That would definitely be you know, a valuable asset to anybody's collection.
Yeah, and I mean, these are great bands. Were you in charge of putting this lineup together, or did you pay someone
so
to do it?
So here's how this worked. I've been working and fighting and everything in Japan over the last 9 years, in addition to the stuff I'm doing here in the States. And so once everything started going real south over there, and you know, it was really evident that some help was going to be necessary. This was a little over, you know, it was about 2 months ago. I just made a phone call, just a simple, actually not even a phone call, a text to a guy I know who had done some stuff before. And all I was doing was just trying to get an idea of some different things so I could decide where I felt I could be, you know, the most useful. And, you know, I just asked him about some venues and whatever, just poking around, and within, just out of nowhere, an hour later, he goes, oh, okay, the House of Blues wants to do it. May 26th, they gave you Thursday. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm doing it now. I guess I better start hustling. So I got on the phone and the computer and everything and started hitting up all my friends and making deals with the devil, apparently, and doing whatever I could to get this done.
Cool, cool. And, yeah, you said you've worked in Japan, and not only are you an I read that you worked in New Japan Pro Wrestling as well. And,
yeah, I've been professional wrestling for 8 years.
That's awesome. And, you know, obviously, beyond the shoot work thing, like, is there really that much difference between the two fields, or would you say there's, like, a lot of similarities?
Well, I guess there is, and yet there isn't. There's a lot of overlap. So I think it really makes it a little easier that way.
And I saw you teamed with Perry Saturn, who
I did.
I read that was not having the best life the last few years. Read that he went missing, like, I guess after you teamed with him for a few years and no one really knew where he was or anything. What was teaming with Perry Saturn like? What kind of guy was he?
Perry was a good dude. He helped me out when we were over there and showed me some of the ropes of professional wrestling. He was a great tag partner. And I thought, you know, we had some pretty good times over there. I'm glad to work with him. But yeah, I heard that whole disappearing thing too. And you know, this is a rough business, and it affects everybody differently.
Yeah. And were you ever interested in like doing any pro wrestling in the U.S. or was that just not something that was in the cards?
It really, with the Japan stuff, sort of everything really worked well together, so I could continue to fight and wrestle and everything like that. But yeah, I mean, if there was the off chance that I could do something with a company over here in the U.S. but the thing is, like, I don't have I'm still a full time fighter, so going and doing like 280 days on the road, that's just not possible. But,
Man is a known live cast listener, so you might have just blew your chances. I don't wanna... So when you're training, I know you're a metalhead. Like, what are some bands that you listen to that are really good with training, that really, you know, get you pumped?
There's a lot of bands, actually, for that sort of thing. And, my entrance music, I use Bolt Thrower. They're really good friends of mine, and you know, their music has been something I've been listening to since I was a teenager in high school. And it's weird when you're the Bolt Thrower fan in Seattle, Washington, and like 1993-94, people really don't know what to think about it, because in Seattle, metal was really not the in thing at the time. And that period
was something else going on in Seattle at that time? I don't know.
Starbucks.
Rain.
Yeah, you know, it's this whole movement that I refer to as grunge metal, because as much as they don't want to be metal, kind of what it was. So kind of you can't really get away from it. But a lot of it depends on my mood, on what kind of music I'm going to listen to as far as metal-wise in the gym, just whatever happens to catch me, or a set of lyrics or something. You know, you've got something like Hatebreed, Live for This. That's pretty simple in terms of pumping someone up for training. But, you know, on the other hand, you've got Amon Amarth, where everything is all Viking and Odin and Thor this and lightning bolts in your ass that. That's, of course. That,
oh, yeah, there's lightning bolts in your ass.
That.
What about Japanese?
Well, next, that's the new album coming out.
Cool, yeah, that's awesome. We actually have some callers. If you want to call and talk to Josh, the number to call is 646-929-1357. Let's start with Fred in Vermont. Oops, I think I just hung up on him.
You're a shoot fighter, Rob.
Take that, Fred. We got 978. Are you there? 978.
Nope. Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Moving on.
All right, I can see him working with professionals.
Oh. Get him off the line now.
Please don't hit us.
Okay. We actually have another caller. Let's get him on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I want to say thank you, Robert, Pezabunny, the Cheap Jew Russia.
Wait a minute. This
for letting
familiar.
Me call in to this live cast.
Who is this?
I am here. This is Iron Sheik.
Oh, my God.
It is Iron Sheik. Absolutely.
I am here. Well, yes, the Josh Barnett. I respect you. Even though you are worse than the Michael Jackson, you are not the only one that's a shoot fighter. Iron Sheik is a real shoot fighter. You need 2 arms and 2 legs to fight. I need 1 pinky. My Iranian pinky will take you and put you through a wall and make you unconscious. Then I fuck you in the ass and make you humble. But I respect you.
Oh, my God. It sounds like the Iron Sheik is challenging you.
No. Why are you starting the trouble? I don't challenge
you. You would fuck
I say
ass.
I can do it. Fuck the Josh Barnett. But he is good guy.
Oh, come on. Show some respect, Iron Sheik.
He is good guy. He do charity. I respect him.
But you want to make me humble? You know what, Iron Sheik? You know, last time we met, you didn't seem quite so tough. And I talked to you about training with Carl Gotch and Bill Robinson, and you brought out your AAU medal, which could use some shining, I would happen to say, for someone who wants to be seen so much. And we talked about wrestling, and I grabbed you in a waist lock, and I said, you know, if you want, I could suplex you right now and break your back. And you said, no, that's okay. I respect you. You're a strong wrestler. And, you know, you're better than Brian Blair.
Why you tell the people this? I have to portray that I am strong. Why don't...
No, you are very strong. We took Indian clubs and we swung them over our heads for a little while. And, you showed me why pointy boots are better than non-pointy boots. And I really, really appreciated that.
That's good times. Good times.
Very good times. Yes. Camel clutches for everybody. Camel clutches. And you know what? I am not the cheap bastard. I would share the 8-ball of coke if I had you take it over the border for me.
You know, give me half and half. You give me all of the coke. You're a good
course.
Man. Not like the
cheap.
Yes,
absolutely. I get my own coke.
I respect this man, Robert Pezbunny.
I respect you too. Pontiac Silverdome was a great day.
All right. Thank you, Iron Sheik.
Assalamu alaikum. Hafwani, Hira number one.
All right. We actually have Fred in Vermont back on the line. I didn't hang up on him this time. Fred, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right, Fred. What is your question?
Yeah, follow that.
What do you think about the African American race? I was curious.
What? What?
What?
Well, let him answer.
Wow. The African American, I don't have any problem with, I like everybody just fine. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. So we
our
call screener's on vacation.
If that's true, then how come Living Color isn't booked on your benefit show?
Oh, Sid.
Come on. You know what? How could you not like Living Color when they had in that video for, not called The Personality, but the, how was that song?
Hammer Boys?
Yes. He was reading a 2080 comic. That's badass.
There you go.
I apologize for our stupid caller. We had no way of knowing that was.
Yeah, he actually
well,
lied.
Apparently in Vermont, they're very sensitive to racial issues. I don't really know. maybe Fred is not the demographic for Vermont. I wouldn't think so.
You know what? I think he was, like, honestly asking because he's probably never met a black person. So he's just like, have you met one? How are they?
Well, Animals as Leaders has a...
He should come to the show.
He's playing guitar for them. He should come and see. Black people actually like guitars, too.
True. All right, cool. Well, thank you for taking some time to talk to us and put up with the Iron Sheik. there's another caller? No, there's no other caller.
Oh.
the same person.
Yeah, we're done. Don't give me hand signals.
Didn't hang up on
I'm wrapping up here. Thanks again for calling. And if you are in the LA area, check out the show. It is 1 week from tomorrow, May 26th.
Yeah, $15 tickets.
$15 and you get
$15 tickets. And like I said, we have a raffle going on in house. We're giving away stuff from ESP guitars, and I don't mean just like trinkets and guitar picks. I mean we're giving away a guitar. Toki Doki, which is a little fashion line created by a buddy of mine, Simone Legno. They're giving away a $1,000 gift certificate to their stores. Company like Radical Books is giving up comic books. Electronic Arts is giving up games. Holy crap. Coffin Case, Nuclear Blast, Metal Blade is giving a bunch of stuff for us to raffle off. Awesome things are being put up, and all of this goes through the Red Cross.
Are you raffling off a dinner with cattle decapitation? Because I would go for that.
It would have to be a vegan dinner.
Yeah, vegan dinner date with cattle decapitation.
What do you mean, nuts?
No, cardboard.
Yeah, that could work pretty good. They could have some tofurkey as he screams and spits water out of his nose on top of you.
You need to figure out a way to get the Iron Sheik down there to make everyone humble.
I'll make everyone humble. Yeah, humble.
That's for a very good cause. So,
and how do we get tickets?
In.
You can go to Live Nation.
And you can get tickets at, yes, Live Nation, House of Blues, Ticketmaster, all through those outlets. You can pick up tickets, and there's a service charge there. But like I said, it's a worthwhile cause.
That's right. All right. Thanks again for calling in and taking some time, being a good sport. Josh Barnett, everyone.
Yeah, good luck with what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Right now, we're going to hear one of the bands playing the show next week. Here is some Animals as Leaders on the live cast.
Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Thank you. This is Chelsea Blandington. I know what you people are doing over there, with your sex parties, poker games, and whiskey binges. I haven't seen Chuck in 3 days. But if you see him, tell him the kids and I have moved in with my mother. And now, it's the Metal Injection live cast.
Chelsea is such a pro, though. Even while angry, she still makes sure it's the cue to the show.
Yeah, she's a professional.
Welcome back. We are winding down.
I was going to say, during the break, Noah, it looked like Noah was singing along with that Winter Sorg. Whatever
that
was.
That was Winter Sorg, yes.
Yeah, but it wasn't in English. So.
Yeah, so I thought, how the hell does she know these foreign light, like, flug and flee. And then I was like, do you know the words? She goes, no, I'm just saying what I think he's saying. Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Isn't that what everyone does, though? I think everyone does that. No one actually looks up the lyrics. That's ridiculous. So we have a caller.
Rob, talk a little bit closer to the mic.
No, I'm trying to light this joint.
Oh. I'm
trying to light this joint. We have a caller, right? Apparently.
Yeah.
That was a question for us. What's his name?
I hope he asked what we think of black
people. We have Jordan on the line. Hi, Jordan.
Hello.
What's your question, Jordan?
So, I'm sure you get this a lot, but I'm wondering, based off the line of work you guys are in and the notoriety you've earned from this, how is the pussy?
We get this all the time.
It goes for Noah as well.
It goes up all the time.
Noah, how is your pussy?
It's doing fine, you know. It's hanging in there.
I thought you had a dog.
Not a... Like, to your knees or what?
Like roast beef.
No, in.
Oh, okay.
We actually get this question more than we get pussy.
Hey, you speak for yourself, man.
Well, I haven't heard the question a lot, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, there's no pussy in that.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, Darren, in your line of work.
What work?
Poker.
Yeah, all right.
No, but do you have, like, girls that hang out around the poker table?
Are there poker groupies, poker rats?
In AC, there's a lot of girls. When you play in poker clubs, usually, like, a sausage fest.
Mm.
Kind of like metal shows.
Yeah, but there aren't even Fuggo broods.
Oh.
But I think this dude thinks that we're all just, like, in the podcast line of work.
Yeah, like, this is all we do.
Yeah,
like,
which is not
true. Do you think, what's it called, there's no broads in poker because women can't do math?
No, let's backtrack a second and say I think that women are perfectly capable of doing math, but I think they're, like, societally discouraged from it when they're in school. So it's not something they
still to this day. You think?
Yeah,
I thought it was
definitely
they just couldn't sit still for that long.
Yeah, that's, you know, what it is.
ADD. Without talking to each other and everything, and yakking and shopping.
What are you talking about? People totally gossip during poker.
It's because of their periods, basically. Yeah. That's what it is. No, I've played poker with some really, really good poker players that are women, but it's really rare though. And they don't usually pursue it. It's just not.
Because they could just find a guy who's really good at poker and take his money. So yeah. Why do they need to bother? They eliminate the whole
like
effort
a woman
part.
Would.
No, how do you respond to that?
I agree with it completely.
No, there's definitely no pussy coming out of the podcast world. Like, no. I had to jump out of the metal realm to the Radiohead Ian DeFranco realm to get my regular snatter.
So charming.
Yeah, thanks.
So you're telling people to go to Radiohead concerts to meet girls.
Sure.
Yeah, don't go to Ani DeFranco concerts to meet girls unless you are a girl.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah.
For the first half year that we were dating, I still thought she was a lesbian. She's got Ani DeFranco posters all over the place.
Oh, that's sort of creepy.
Oh, I thought because she didn't have sex with you.
Well, that too.
So
she made me tuck every time that we, you know, we got that.
You're like, why are we scissoring? I have a dick.
Tribidism.
Doo-doo. Doo-doo.
I have a dick.
Fuck me.
Oh, that's the problem.
I'm going to hear about this when the show.
Sean's girlfriend, call in. Yeah. Tell us something embarrassing about Sean.
Why don't we call her? Let's get her on
the show. She wants to come on the show when we move it to...
She wants to come on the show?
Yeah.
Hey, we just met.
Wait, yeah, Darren, you're the only one that hasn't met her yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So bring her in. So
Check her out. Kick the tires.
Darren will evaluate her.
Bring her to Darren.
We got
to
give like the whole Greek thumbs up thumbs down.
Wait. Is she black?
No. We half the time. Oh. She's Peruvian though.
Peruvian? That's like a half thrash. I'll inspect your girlfriend for you.
Well,
I'll let you know if I... No, in a clean way. I'm not going to strip her.
You're going to wear gloves?
Yeah.
I'll give you my opinion of her clothed body.
He'll examine her undercarriage.
I give her a little bit of a, how's your father? I'm sure she's a very lovely young lady.
She's a nice girl.
Well, how's she with you? I have no idea. Just kidding.
Well, I hope that answers your question, Jordan.
Yeah, I don't know about advocating for Radiohead concerts, but I think the rest is pretty good.
Well, I didn't meet her at a Radiohead concert. I was just saying that she's into that stuff.
Would you go to a Radiohead concert with her?
I have seen Radiohead before, and I'll never go again. But if she bought the tickets and made me go with them.
No, I told her I would go with her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. No, Noel will take my place.
We have a pact now.
The real answer to the question is we all have different lines of work and different... varying sex lives. So there's no way to answer that question in one fell swoop.
In one sitting.
Yeah.
We'll need a whole show to talk about this.
Yeah, go back and listen to some of the archives. You'll definitely get your answer.
Well, Sid and Sean are monogamous. They have their girlfriends, you know.
It's true.
Noah's very secretive about her sex life.
She is and she isn't, because we know everything, but then...
Well, we know everything about her solo sex life, but nothing with, like, another person.
And things she's done. Oh, she just won't, like, tell, like, the people...
You just know about my past sex lives.
Right.
She learned her lesson.
Not the current.
She learned her lesson not to spill
anything.
I don't
want to get in trouble.
Right.
So was that guy, you know, your ex-boyfriend the last time that you...
No.
Oh. Okay. Oh. That's news to me. I didn't know that.
Got in the day.
Well, am I supposed to, like, I am you the next day? And
yes.
Darren.
Yes. No, I'm not saying you should tell me privately, but I thought it would have came up on the show.
You're supposed to come on and talk about it like Rob did when he got laid on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, no,
you
don't have to tell us who
it
was with,
it.
But you could say how it was. Was it good?
Did you yell out Ken Pierce when you were...
How dare you, Darren? How dare you?
I didn't say it was with him. I just thought maybe
you I would that. Never think of Ken Pierce while I'm getting fucked. Thank you.
Did you meet him on Collar Me?
Oh.
Is it a band member?
I'm not right, talking.
Listen, let's not talk about specifics of who the person was, just how was the person?
Yeah.
Was it disappointing? Or did it please you?
Was he white?
Well, I mean, that's a yes.
Hey.
Was he a yid?
You don't know my style, Rob. You don't know what I like.
What do you like? Besides hands.
There was a really hot, like, light-skinned black guy at work the other day.
All right,
he's like one of the like top people of facilities.
High yellow.
Power.
High yellow.
Huh?
You know, like
was it Will Smith?
A black person that can pass for white is called high yellow.
I never knew that, and I guess that's what he was.
He's also called Will Smith.
Let's put it this way: if you weren't told he was black, would you know he was black?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so.
Oh, no, not the albino black people.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, there's some very light-skinned black people that look white without being albinos.
Hmm.
Like on a scale of Will Smith to Wesley Snipes. Like where?
Well,
Will Smith's
pretty,
like dark.
That's like 6 to 10.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you know, really? Have you
Who's
never seen a photo?
I thought he was on the lighter side.
Well, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
That would be a negative 5.
Michael Jackson's whiter than I am, and I'm fucking white as hell.
Let me think. Mariah Carey, she's half black.
Or Obama.
Obama's like a 4.
Yeah,
three.
He's a 4. He's a 4.
I already forgot what this was all about.
You're boning.
Can we get Josh Barnett back on the line to help with this blackness scale?
Fuck the Josh Barnett! that was a very good interview. I enjoyed that.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. We have a few minutes left for calls.
Right. She still hasn't told us how the sex was last time she had sex.
I don't want to talk about it.
Just give us like a 1 to 10.
Yeah,
rate how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, 4.
A 4.
Wow, 4. So clearly it wasn't
a repeat.
It was a
rush job.
No repeat performance?
No repeat performance.
Okay.
Did this happen in 2011?
I'm not talking about it.
I should
ask,
though, this is a theory. How can I ask you a larger general hypothetical question?
Depending on what it is.
If someone gave you a 4 performance, right, is there any chance you would sleep with them again based on other things, like maybe he had a bad day or something?
Or his hands?
Yeah, if he had amazing hands, but he was a 4 in bed.
Or generally just really attractive.
No.
You know? Really, you wouldn't, like, maybe he was drunk or he had a bad, he slipped or something. I don't know.
Too bad.
Wow. I applaud that, actually. I think that's a good thing.
He's got his standards.
Yeah, life's short. You don't want to be.
She don't want no scrubs.
Yeah.
No busters.
No busters. Good times.
I at least give a second round just to make sure, like, yeah, nerves or nothing didn't go through.
That's how, see, that's how I am, but
yeah.
I feel like.
Give him a benefit of the doubt check.
It's different with women, though, because, like.
Well, look, it depends why, you know, like, what makes the rating low.
And you're not willing to talk about that, right? So, can't press you on that?
No.
We could try to press her on that. It's
no.
Worth it.
That's your department.
No.
Hey, let's press Noah on that. What was wrong with it?
Minuteman?
Okay, first of all. Minutemen are the worst.
Right.
That I don't like.
At least
I like
two
a
minutes.
Guy that can, you know,
what's
at
a,
least hold it for like 15 minutes.
That's
now, saying. Is there like a maximum? Like, do you, at a certain point, are you like, are you done yet?
When is she it, starts chafing. That's...
yeah, I mean.
Is there a point where you feel like, okay, this is like consensual rape? Like,
yeah,
I'm
but
not...
I like that stuff.
Oh, I guess that's bad wording.
I'd like to say that Shankletown just said the guy banged Noah quickly because his shift was starting at Panda Express.
Shankletown on fire.
So, I feel, you know, 15 minutes, that's pretty, I think that's fair.
Yeah, but he
it
has to come after that all.
No, that, no, I mean,
he
that's
has to come
no,
at
no, no,
least
no, no, no.
twice then.
Sean, I'm saying that's a fair minimum.
Or like go
okay,
for
okay,
it twice.
Right.
A few times.
That shouldn't be the average. That
yeah,
should be
okay.
like the anything
I
lower than
to
that.
Clarify that. Right.
15, that's great.
I like
yeah,
it to
woo-hoo.
Be a nice long exercise.
Now, is it just boning or is there like other things involved too?
Does the
other
head
than
go
the
into the go into the 15 minutes or... It's
yeah.
just intercourse for 15 minutes.
Wait, say, what's the first part?
Are you,
you
counting
said?
Foreplay into the 15 minutes or just the
no,
fucking?
No, no, just fucking.
So how long does the foreplay have to be?
It depends.
How long is the whole session? Like 40 minutes, you would say? 40-minute session? Is that a good session?
Yeah, like 40 to an hour.
A good sex sesh?
The length of a Law and Order episode or something.
It depends how in shape
they have to be at least like... Like the jury is about to say their
yeah.
verdict.
Ding, ding. At least
okay,
into the first. At least into the first overruled. Whatever that happens. I think we
when they
power.
Find that there was semen on the fucking.
That's actually the sound Noah makes when she orgasms.
I thought it was like a dinosaur.
Actually, we recorded it.
Oh yeah, we recorded a.
Noah I have Noah's.
You did.
Noah orgasming. Here it is.
You guys
sounds
are
sounds like a robot. Weird.
Ugh. So we have a caller.
Yes.
I thought I first of all said LMF to Barnett when he's on the phone.
Yeah, I wanted to play that, but I didn't. I didn't want to cut off Josh. Yeah.
Let's take this caller. 779, you're here.
Hello.
How are you?
Say something.
Is that me? I'm here.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, that's not my error code.
That's what it says it is.
Oh. Well,
Skype
says
it is.
Oh, well, I guess it is now.
So what's going on?
I was having a question for Sean and Sid. If they would ever do the pump injection that they were talking about before.
They did it already.
Isn't
they,
that this show? Or...
Well, we did it like a year ago. We could do it again.
I think he means like a whole podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a separate podcast on metal injection, like a separate one.
That would be a whole other night we'd have to dedicate to this.
I mean, we could do it once. I mean,
do it once a month.
Yeah, I could do that.
It's a possibility.
I'm down.
But then you
That'd
would talk
awesome.
Punk, just like we don't talk about metal.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
All me and Sid would do is like reminisce about shows we saw for 2 hours straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, people
want to
hear that.
Yeah.
People like the old reminiscing.
Remember this band?
Oh, I remember that band.
Also, the podcast would only be like 5 minutes long. It's all punk songs.
Yeah, but Sid, you're going to have to come to me. I'm not going the fuck all the way out to the ocean to see you.
To the ocean?
Aren't you like
fucking...
What
am I, fucking Little Mermaid?
Aren't you like a stone throw from the ocean?
Wouldn't you just do what the equipment was in the live cast studio?
Oh.
That means you'd have to hang out with me.
Well, we could show up early one week and do it before other live cast.
I'd take a half day from work to do that.
Possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that I'm going to be here earlier to do this with you?
It's a possibility.
Will you at least give me a week's notice?
It's a possibility.
Noah has to produce.
So the answer to your question, yes, we will give you the punk injection sometime.
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
Definitely. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. It will be great.
Don't assume.
Yeah, now you're putting pressure on them.
I work better under pressure.
You're supposed to not try hard. It's punk. You're supposed to like just let it come out.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Sean's just going to put his ass to the microphone.
Yeah, that's good.
That'll be the whole podcast.
Mm, I like it.
It'll smell like Rob's microphone.
Oh,
that's what that smell is. Why have you guys been farting in my mic?
Oh, I thought it was just from when we rubbed it on your beard that one day.
My beard does not smell like farts.
Are you sure?
I wash my beard.
It looks nice today, by the way.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We are winding down the show. We only have a few minutes left.
Mm-hmm. We had a good show today.
Yeah.
Very good show.
Sounds like Morgan Freeman.
We had a great show today. I'm Morgan Freeman.
It's true.
Not true. I'm not really Morgan Freeman.
Yeah,
I think
cool.
He was probably...
What about Arnold? Are you Arnold?
Yeah. No, not Arnold. That was also a voice that I was doing earlier.
Get out.
What about what about the Iron Sheik?
He just called in. I had nothing to do with that.
What about Danzig?
That was me.
A lot of big guests today.
Yeah.
And don't forget Josh Barnett.
Yep.
Was that you?
Wally World.
Walla 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 world. Walla 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 world. Penny 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 hoes. She bought a Massengill. She bought a Summer's Eve. She bought a Massengill. She bought a Summer's Eve.
Did he really say Summer's Eve, or are you just adding that into it?
No, he totally did it.
Awesome. So he's hanging out with some dirty broads.
No, she said, well, she keep her body clean. She keep her body clean.
Go to the club. Well, she only thinks one part of her body clean.
Yeah.
She keep her pussy clean.
Maybe that was the radio edit. He says pussy.
Walmart. And then he says body.
Stupid YouTube.
Okay.
Boy, Charles.
She buy a panda, 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 Tell your kid. I'm still gonna put this on my iPod. Oh yeah, not bad.
I'm gonna go listen to Falconer. I'm done.
Do you have any Summer's Eve here?
Do Falconer keep their body clean?
I've never met them in person.
They're Falcon clean.
What is Gush?
What do you think it is?
Is it good shit?
It's like the right between your gash and your tush, like right there.
The female teen.
Yeah, right.
All righty, we'll be here next week. We have a lot of special guests lined up for the next few weeks, so you guys should keep listening. And we're actually going to have somebody.
Let's not tell them.
I'm not going to say who it is, but
it's a big guest.
We're going to have a big guest soon.
Huge guest.
So big.
They're very fat.
Yeah.
No, quite the opposite.
Really?
No. They're not
fat.
And they will be in the studio with us, correct? Not on the phone.
And me and Sean will be very bored.
Yep. Is it Kevin James?
That gives you a
hint. Nailed it.
It's like
Sid
three
and Sean
hints
are
going
to be the
right
call
there.
Screeners that day. So
he's,
you can talk to them.
He's on the leaner side, right?
Okay.
He's a big guest, and Sean and Sid don't like them, so he's probably a big metal star.
Okay.
There you go.
That's almost anybody we can have on the show.
That totally does not.
Well, he's thin. Him. You know, he's not like Vinnie Paul or something.
It's not Dino.
He's a thin
no,
guy.
No, it's not Dino.
Or Gene Hoagland.
Right.
It's not Gene Hoagland.
Oh, it's not Dave Mustaine. Super
close.
Is it the corpse of Pig Champion?
Oh, see, that would be cool. and roast him and eat him.
Sorry, that was just for Sid.
Someone
and,
that's still alive,
and,
not a zombie.
Apparently Lonnie's going to come in next week,
yep.
right?
Cool. He'll be taking my place. Lonnie will be taking my place.
Okay.
I will be at Converge. Hey, that'd make it easier for me to take this
Rob
trip
wanted to blow off the show entirely and go to Converge, and I was like, but Lonnie said he would come next week. And like, Rob was like, oh, all right, then I guess we'll do the show.
Yeah.
This is a conversation I had with Rob.
Why doesn't Rob go to Converge and then let Lonnie come here, and we'll have him replace
yeah?
Rob?
I'll go to Converge.
Well,
who's replacing
the
me?
Show?
Well, why do we need someone to replace?
Right, I'm
Bruno.
I'm easily replaceable.
You're
15th Bruno's
mic,
fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's right. Just set a beer bottle next to the mic, and it's fine.
Bang it against the mic once in a while.
We'll extract the soundbite of you saying Manhattan. Manhattan.
Just rub like a bag of pretzel rods right on the microphone, and that's all you need.
It'll be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to...
We should also plug again the MMA thing.
Yes. Thank you, Josh Barnett. Mm-hmm. And once again, if you're in the L.A. area, make sure to go to the benefit show that he's throwing next Thursday, May 26th. It's going to have All Shall Perish, Cattle Decapitation, Abysmal Dawn, Animals as Leaders, Internal Corrosion, and Thrown into Exile. It's only $15. There's going to be a ton of people there. It's going to be an awesome show. I would have totally won if I lived in LA.
Mm-hmm. It's the Barnett Benefit
would you,
Bonanza.
Wait, would you buy a ticket or would you try to get in for free?
You get on the list. That's what you do.
Yeah, I would totally get on the list. I'm not fucking paying $15. Come on, get out of here. I mean, I would totally pay $15. Get out of here.
I'd pay $15 for Kettle D.
So that's that.
Good one.
You would.
Mm-hmm. Rob's not great with the follow-ups.
Yeah.
Acting, not reacting.
Where would the follow-up be?
Well, just when Sean said something and you're just like, oh, okay. That's your interview technique. You ask your question. You never really ask follow-up questions. You just
Unless
ask
the
your
questions
question,
are
then
about
you're
weed.
On to something else.
I'm done.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
So people in the chat are thinking that Lonnie is the big guest.
No.
But it's not.
We already said he's coming.
He's coming next week.
Yeah.
His guest is
We're
June
talking
1st.
About somebody musical.
Right. It's not a joke. It's
Lonnie's
a real,
musical.
Real famous guy.
He's been in a musical?
He's been in a musical.
Damn Yankees? Was
no,
it a Jersey Boys?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Wait, it's Ted Nugent?
Yes,
Ted
Nugent.
Ted Nugent was in the damn Yankees, wasn't he?
He was in the damn Yankees,
not
damn Yankees.
It's not Ted Nugent.
Oh, no, he
everybody.
Was in the Amboy Dukes. He wasn't in the damn Yankees.
No,
and he's
the
not
the
that thin anymore.
Was him,
yeah, okay.
Him and what's his face? For Tommy Shaw?
Oh, that's
is
right.
That it from,
was Amboy Dukes first? And
oh,
then,
yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Amboy Dukes was way long ago.
That's when he went to high school with my mom.
Really?
The Nuge?
The Nuge did, yeah.
The Nuge?
Yep.
The Nuge?
He wasn't originally Motor City Madman. He was from Chicago suburbs.
Did they do it?
I don't know. No, she was a virgin when she married my dad. That's what she says.
Hmm.
I don't believe her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up. Do we have any...
another famous follow-up.
Why does Rob have to segue? Like, why couldn't one of you segue if you could do it better?
I don't understand. Where do we go? You know what? I'll stop talking. Go ahead, guys.
Okay.
Oh, that's another great segue from Sid.
All right, we're going to wrap it up.
Segues. Follow-up.
That's a good follow-up, isn't it?
That's it, right?
Yes.
I can just turn the mics
yes.
off?
Yes.
Crickets.
See you next week, everybody.
We're done, right?
Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye.